Yeah.
Isn't that crazy that our relationship, if this was 200 years ago, would not be so much fair?
Yeah.
You as a Peruvian and me as a white guy.
Yeah.
And that's crazy that is that we're partners now.
Yeah, it's true.
That's progress.
And you're of German descent, so it's real.
Do you ever... Do you have...
100%. Cheers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't understand why my dick gets so small when I have to pee really badly, you know?
It's interesting you say that. Because my dick after a run is so small.
Yeah.
And like if I work out and I look jacked and I take a picture of me naked, it is so small it hurts my feelings.
Yeah, I'm the same way. If I do any type of exercise, I could feel it start to retreat. And if it's like intense cardio, I've sometimes had to reach into my pants and pull my dick
out of my body.
Out of my body.
Yeah, I had to pull my dick out of my body before.
Inside my
body. It goes back inside like I'm getting recircumcised.
Yeah. I can't even.
I am so glad that you said that. I feel like I was the only one that when I was really fat, I was riding my bike from Philly to Atlantic City. And when I sat on the bike in Philadelphia, I was doing this for Preston and Steve. I don't know if it was Preston and Steve, but I did it for them. When I sat on the bike, my dick went into my body, and I went, this is going to be really uncomfortable for 65 miles.
Yeah. And also, but that's the physical part. Psychologically, you're like, why is my dick inside of me right now? You know?
Yeah.
Like right now, I was driving here, and I drank a bunch of water before I left the house, and I was like, oh, I don't think I have to pee. So like halfway through the drive, it hits you like, oh, you got to pee a lot now. And then I could just feel my dick starting to go like inside my body. When I was in recovery, at one point I had to sit on this commode that was too small. And so I'm sitting in my, and I'm like.
You mean every toilet I've ever shat on? Where you got to tuck your dick into it?
So I couldn't. So you know what happened? My dick went into my body. And then, but like you're shitting and I'm all, you know, fucked up. And so I had to put the urinal over the hole in my body in case piss did come out. And at one point I was done one time and I took the urinal cover and I put it down and the nurse looked down and she goes, oh, like just,
oh my God.
Oh.
I'm picturing a very attractive Filipino woman.
She was Mexican.
You sure she wasn't Filipino?
Sure. I double checked.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was very attractive. And it
really?
Was, I still think about her just going like, oh no. Like, I was like, I'm all fucked up right now.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Right now it's kind of normal, you know, but I peed. Why does peeing make it go inside of me? I don't know. All the doctors out there, all the med students that are watching, get back to us.
Yeah, my daughter saw my dick once, and it was, a fucking.
How old was she?
It's like a year ago.
What'd she say?
Both of them saw it.
What, were you getting out of the shower?
I think I talked about it. I'll talk to my space. It's going to be a bit. No, yeah, it was a bad scene. It was a really bad scene. Yeah, it was a fucking whole.
Was it
fucking,
a party?
It was like it was a whole event, and it was bad, and.
When they saw it, though, did they see a bad version?
The worst version you could ever see of your dad's dick. The worst version. You could not imagine. Like a thunderstorm of excitement. Hey, we're going to dinner. Yeah. Open the door. What the fuck? And oh, it was
I
so
almost
want
to. I want to call this Mexican nurse and be like, "It gets bigger." Like I want to. Wouldn't I want to actually go to the hospital and be like, can I show you my dick real quick?
I bet that's actually a good defense. If you get caught texting dick pics to people, just go, actually, they walked in when it was small.
Well, and I was just
letting her know it gets bigger.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, that makes sense.
Like, I actually want to tell her like, no, it gets like 1,000 times bigger. Like, I don't think you understand.
That would be great to know. I would love to know at my dick at my smallest.
Yeah.
how much bigger it gets, because a thousand is probably too big.
No, but it does grow like 1,000%.
So wait. So I'm watching. This is like I'm trying to be mindful, because my brain is not right at all.
Like, oh no.
Like, but even like what makes me laugh is not. It's not. Like, no one gets it sometimes. Like, I'll do something and I'll think it's funny.
Yeah.
And then no one gets it. And then sometimes with the...
No, we've seen your act. Go ahead.
Sometimes with a joke, you just need one person to get it.
Yeah.
And then it becomes funny to
everyone.
That's true. And today, it was on Modern Marvels. I'm obsessed with the History Channel right now. Mm-hmm. It's on Modern Marvels. And
you're a regular history buff.
Hey, yeah. And they were talking about gigantic meals. Mm-hmm. I almost videotaped it. I didn't, because I said, I don't need to have this bit of content on my phone, because I know I'll post it and then I know I'm going to get canceled for it because it's not funny. But it's funny to me.
Yeah.
This guy was giving these kids it was this candy guy, and he's giving them giant gummy bears, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, these three boys, and he's like, hey, and I have headsets on, I'm running, so I can't hear him, but I'm just doing the dialogue, and it's a dude giving three boys candy. It kind of looks molesty.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, and the kids are like, what? They're all acting.
Yeah.
But it really comes off like when Arnold went to that guy's house with his buddy Duncan and they took their shirts off and played video games. Mm-hmm. It looks really sexually assaulty. And I fell off the treadmill because the next thing he pulls out is a huge gummy worm, like from like this. And all I heard his smile, and he says, he goes, you guys ever try ass to ass? And I couldn't stop laughing at that. And I was like, oh, I should post that. And then I didn't. Look at this big gummy worm. It looks like a fucking dildo. And he's type in huge gummy worm.
Oh, wait, what about that one right there with the guy's mouth around it? Like, is that it?
For 3-pound gummy worm, and he's just like,
that's what I want to do to the Mexican nurse. I want to show her.
Type in huge gummy worm Modern Marvels, because I could not stop laughing. I'll send you a picture of it. Oh, fuck. That is so funny. Now it's sour. I saw that, Jesus. And I was on the treadmill. And I laughed myself off the treadmill.
That is a really ridiculous gummy worm.
Dude,
Jesus, it does look like a fucking double-headed dildo.
And it's this guy with these three boys, and he just pulls it out like from another thing.
So hey, boys.
You guys ever try ass to ass?
You want to earn your candy? All right.
But I was like, I don't put that out there, because in my head, I'm like, because you never know how people read things.
Yeah.
Like, because I think it's, I can say it to you fine.
Yeah.
That's why, like, I go.
And no one watches this, so.
Yeah. No, but, like, if once you write it,
yeah,
then it's, like, totally different.
Yes.
And then even if you say it, they'll just grab the bit, mm-hmm, and then go, what was the thing? Clickbait.
Yeah.
I was saying to Nadav earlier.
You're a clickbait hoe.
I'm a clickbait moron.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the guy that gets outraged at the title. And then I watch the video and go, oh, that's not fucking bad at all.
Yeah.
But I get outraged at the title.
And you're exactly who it's targeting. Exactly.
I mean, I guarantee you I have just below the average intelligence of an American. Like, I would argue I'm smarter because I make money. You know, like, I look at some, yeah, like, I know there's actual, like, I was thinking about this. I know there's people that watch this show that don't like me, that like, or like our show, but they don't like me. And they're skinny, and they're losers, and they do drugs, and they're alcoholics. But then they go, he's just a fucking alcoholic. He's just a fucking alcoholic.
Yeah.
Guys, I read your comments. He's just a fucking alcoholic. He's a fucking moron. Yeah, I'm actually smarter than you. And so you need to realize that. Like, yeah, that you who hate me,
yeah,
I'm actually better than you.
Yeah.
And so, and I know that. You actually know that too. That's why you hate me.
Yeah.
Now, what you need to understand is that we're on the same team. You that hate me, we're on the same team. We're not that smart. And so the things that get you crazy, I get crazy. And yeah. So
they actually like you. They don't know that they like you.
They don't know it. Yeah. They don't know it that we're brothers. That we're literally brothers. And that if you ran into me in an airport bar getting onto your Southwest flight,
yeah,
we become best friends within fucking seconds.
And then you'd be like, oh, I'm on American. I'll see you later.
Yeah, I'd be like, good luck sitting in steerage. And so I, but the one today was, Who's the guy from Modern Family? Jesse Thorne?
I don't know his name.
Jesse Thorne.
The redhead?
Yeah. I like him, right? But the clickbait title was Jesse Thorne is raising his son gay until
that's not him.
That's not Jesse Thorne. Actually, that is Jesse Thorne,
but yeah, that's not the
Jesse
guy.
Jesse Thorne is, by the way, makes really cool clothes.
Is this guy?
Yeah. Type in Jesse Thorne's clothing. Jesse Thorne's a really interesting guy. He's got a podcast. He does a cruise.
Hit the all instead of the image.
He's a comic and he has great fucking clothes.
He's a comic?
He's a comic. That's so funny. Jesse Thorne's not his name.
This guy right here?
Yeah, Jesse Thorne's a comic. Type in.
Wait a minute. The guy that we're looking at right now?
Yeah, on accident. I mean, not on accident.
This guy's a comedian.
This guy's a comedian.
And he makes bespoke clothing?
Yeah. Okay. Type in Jesse Thorne. Google, you want to know a little sidebar? I won't tell you it, but Jesse Thorne.
Okay.
He's a podcast. He's a comic. And he also makes clothing. He's like a really interesting dude.
Okay, so
I've known this guy for a while.
So what does it say here? Like, I can't read that.
It says, host of Max Fun HQ, founder, put this on creator, JJ Go host. JJ
he was a comic. Okay,
hit his website there.
Look, Karen Kilgareth follows him. Like, a lot of our people that we...
Okay.
That we know follow him.
All right.
He's an interesting guy. He's really
interesting.
Yeah. And that's not who I was talking about.
Okay. You're talking about the redhead from Modern Family.
The title. And I get so angry because I go, don't put that title. They go, he's raising his son gay until he realizes he's straight. And then I was like, whoa. In my head, I'm like, how do you raise your son gay? Like, I'm not raising my daughter straight. Like that's really aggressive. Like, I'm letting my daughters choose whoever they want to be.
Yeah.
And then... And by the way, I really don't know.
Wait, what are they on him for raising his? No,
that's the guy, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who I like. And I go, why would he do? Why would he?
What's he doing? He's raising his kid.
He's raising his son gay, and then if he chooses to be straight later in life, he will allow that. And I went, that's so odd. Why wouldn't you let?
But is that a Burt report?
It's a fuck yes.
Okay.
It's a bit. He's doing a fucking bit. It's like it's like he's like. It's a joke.
Oh,
it was a fucking joke.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand that.
And
okay.
And I'm like, he just is raising a kid, and he's gay. He's just joking.
Oh, I got you.
And I'm like, you got me to click on it, because anyone, if you said Tom Segura is raising his son straight, and if they decide they're going to be gay, then he'll deal with that when it happens.
Uh-huh.
You'd be like, wait, hold on. Fucking let a kid just be who the fuck it wants to be.
Oh, no. They're being raised straight, Bert.
Can I tell you, I started texting presents I'm getting your sons when they move to Texas.
Uh-huh.
You ready to see? I sent this. This is, sent these.
Oh my God, dude. They're going to go crazy.
Yeah. But so I get fucking clickbaited. And then sometimes the clickbait, like I just to be fair, he was on Ellen. It was a fucking hilarious bit, Jesse J. Ferguson. Jesse Tyler Ferguson. It was a hilarious bit. It was just a joke. He was just saying, I'm going to let him be whoever the fuck he was. He was saying what you should have said. Yeah. Fucking clickbait people. Anyway, then I read, and I know you read this too, the Papa John's. And I know you're not supposed to laugh out loud.
Yeah.
I was crying laughing at the headline title.
Of course.
Can you read the headline
title? Yeah, sure.
For those of you who haven't heard it.
It's pretty amazing. Papa John Shatner, who you know as Papa John from Papa John's Pizza, says he spent the past 20 months trying to learn how to not say the N-word. That's the headline.
He's like, well, I started by not watching basketball. I've cut basketball out of my life.
What's amazing about that is that you know that it is such a staple of his vocabulary. Like,
is it real? Like,
it has to be. It has to be.
Well, you know what's so funny is
for you to be like, I am trying, man. I'm fucking trying as hard as I can to stop doing this.
That is, you know what it was? Is can I tell you what I think happened? I think he went on to a right wing podcast.
Yeah.
And felt comfortable.
Uh huh.
And wasn't thinking about what he was saying.
It's so insane. It also makes you go, well, that means that's just like, that's his word for black. You know, like for black people.
It can't be. And I don't believe that person
imagine
exists.
Being in like corporate headquarters, right? And you're like, you know, this is the CEO, founder of a company. And you're like, hey, Papa, And he's like, you know what I saw this morning driving in? I'm going to come pulling off the up ramp, and there's three ends right there. And you're like, we're going to do those garlic breadsticks this quarter?
Hey,
like, what the fuck, man?
Papa, we were going to tour the warehouse, but it gets a little uncomfortable. You saying hi to everyone. He's like, what are you talking about? I love the brothers down there. Yeah. What's up, man? What's up, man?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be to the point where, and you know, like if every once in a while you'll hear someone say that and there's like a shock, right? You'll be like, wow. Like it's like you, but with him, you'd be shocked, but also like, this is my boss. Is like that, my that,
can,
boss.
Can I tell you, I really honestly, I can't.
Is there a video too?
Oh, the video of him saying this? Oh, hold on. By the way, what can I tell you? He pauses a little too much after saying the N-word.
Uh-huh.
And he says something to the effect of, here's the deal, is we got to stop this N-word. And then he pauses and you're like, say the next word real quick. Controversy. I mean.
So wait, to give like context to people.
He was
ousted as the CEO by the board because there's recordings of him.
But no, but I okay, I don't
saying it.
Let me say this. I don't know anything much about this. What I thought he said was, I thought he was doing it the way the guy at Netflix did it. Like
giving an example.
Like giving an example. I thought that's what he was doing.
I don't think so, because
was he just saying the N-word at work?
Yeah, casually. And like multiple times.
Aw, who left this pizza in the oven too long? It looks
Yeah.
I mean, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's why they were like, you're out.
Okay,
man.
Let me see this. Let me see this.
We've had three goals for the last 20 months.
Oh, my God. Stop
this,
it right there.
N-word.
See? Get rid of this N-word.
Wait, those are your goals?
I want to know the other two. Lose weight.
We've had three goals for the last 20 months to get rid of this N-word in my vocabulary and dictionary and everything else because it's just not true. Figure out how they did this and get on with my life.
Wait, got to search for the record, like whatever the audio is of him saying it.
By the way, the pause there.
Yeah.
I got to get rid of this N-word.
And then he goes,
in my life.
And then get it out everywhere. It's just, it sucks that it exists.
It's so funny. I wasn't paying attention when he got lit up. I thought he was saying it as in, when he first said it, I thought it was an example of, hey guys, these words we can't say at work type thing.
Yeah, no. Because he used it. He used it on a conference call, and that's what it says there. And he definitely, there definitely is a recording of it.
How do you think he used it on a conference call? They're like, well, we're still waiting on Darnell to get on this conference call. And he's like, here's the problem with.
Okay. Does it say?
No, I'm still looking for it.
Of course you are. We'll get back to you in fucking June.
Okay.
So, what's the
next one? It is mind-blowing to me if he had a company and he was tossing around N-words like just all like daily. That is mind-blowing to me. Like I really sincerely thought it was like in a meeting where he was saying, and we can't use this word. I thought that's how it was. I didn't think it was.
No.
What am I, an idiot? Why would he get kicked out of his own fucking...
TMZ would have it, like if they, you know.
That's all the recent stuff. It's all buried right now.
By the way, I'm so dyslexic. I thought that says Papa John's founder doesn't want to be tied to an N. I can't read shit right, and I'm like, what the fuck?
It's one of his big... Papa gone.
That's common.
I know. Yeah, because I remember that when that happened, they got rid of him, and then they were like, we need people to still like Papa John's. So then they're like, how about Shaq come on the board here? And Shaq was like, all right. So Shaq is like...
Someone you don't say the N-word to, huh?
I don't think it slips
out. Even if
you're
Papa John, I bet he tied his tongue then.
I'm sure he did.
Hello, Shaquille.
Yeah.
God damn.
Twitter's roasting.
That's crazy. Speaking of racism, let's might as well slip into...
Oh,
Meghan Markle.
Yeah, that was a few weeks ago, but that was I finally watched it because I didn't watch it initially.
Yeah.
I think it's actually kind of complicated. It's not as simple, cut and dry. Like, so it starts off in the first few minutes I'm watching it and I go, oh, she's insane. Like I thought within 5 minutes, I was like, she's a crazy person. Because there's a couple questions that are asked that the way she answers, I'm like, huh? One of them is that Oprah goes, hey, so once you were engaged and you're coming up on this, you know, did you have conversations about what it would be like to be, you know, a royal? And she's like, nope, never came up. And you're like, what?
Yeah, that's those
like,
were
the- right. But see, if you start with that, you're like, oh, this is a, you're crazy or you're a liar, because what do you mean? You dated a prince and you're like, you never thought, like, is it going to be different?
By the way, she was
when I marry into your family.
Just sidebar, she was dating Piers Morgan the night before.
Piers Morgan the night before.
That's what, like, the big thing I heard is that Piers Morgan had gone out with her on a date the night before. Like, gone out with her on a date. I'm not shitting on Piers Morgan. Anyone who would ever consider going out on a date with, he's a much older man. He's not attractive. Yeah. I don't think they align politically.
Yeah, he introduced her to the circle of people that ended up introducing her to Prince Harry.
This is really complicated.
But because here's I don't think she's lying about like a lot of the stories. But
what do you mean about never not knowing who he was?
No. That shit feels like a bunch of lies. Yeah. That not asking, and then she was like, "I never Googled him." What?
That's a lie.
That's so insane.
Did you ask how many people he had sex with before? That's a good question.
Yeah,
because I don't care about that stuff.
Yeah, okay. Like, but I do believe. I don't think she's making up the thing about like the family not willing to help, it's like you kind of go when you're watching it. I this was my opinion. I'm not well versed in the royal family, but I'm watching. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Well, what is the point of this?
The crazy thing to me was like a couple things. Look, I'm not. It really does get complicated. You're right, because I've watched a lot of The Crown, and so I know how backwards that family has to be, because they're, you know, the Lord himself appointed them as royals. The Lord, it is a so there's not a lot of reality connected in who they are.
Yeah,
his grandmother, the Lord plucked her out and said, "You will be queen." It's that, so like already it's a little fucking crazy.
The whole existence of that, especially in 2021, when you know, like the way that we view the world now, this like make believe, you know, like appointment of them as like special. I think, and especially I think when you're Americans, you know, we don't have monarchy, we're like.
But here's the thing is that, and I, not to defend anyone or say anything bad about anyone, but Prince Harry didn't ask for this in his life. He was born into it.
I totally
and
agree.
He is people that would definitely kidnap him and murder him.
Yeah.
And
it's crazy if they were like, there's no security.
If they pulled his security and he's like, yo, I got to make some money. I can't just fucking leave my family out here to dry. And you're doing this because she's black. That's a little fucked up. What's also fucked up is he didn't know. Like, he didn't know his dad was racist. Was this his first day meeting his dad?
Yeah, I know. I
mean, like, you know, if your dad's racist, you know it. Like, if your brother's racist, you actually, like, you don't think that they were on a tour of sub-Saharan Africa once and his brother was like, Jesus Christ, look at all these. You're like, you don't think that came out once?
You definitely know. Like, you know your friend's dads.
Yeah, you're
like,
know your friend's dads like, that are
that
racist.
That guy's racist. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it
from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who is a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Dude, I did a Spanish podcast yesterday with this guy from Uruguay. He lived in New Jersey.
Can
for
you
a while.
Say it the way it's supposed to be said?
Uruguay?
The way you conquered that place, the way you named it.
He's from Uruguay. And he told me, he's like, we lived in this like a kind of bad neighborhood in Jersey when he was a kid. His parents had like a pizza place or something. And he goes, it was like, do the right thing. You know, instead of Italians, we were Latin, like from Uruguay. And he's like, my dad had to like, you know, people would try to rob him. He'd beat him with like a broom. And it was like a really rough, and it was like in the hood. And I just go, how racist are your parents? And he goes, yeah.
That's
because you know, right?
You know.
You're like, that guy, yeah.
There is no questions to me that, like, here's the deal. When I brought home Leanne to my family,
yeah,
my grandmother had a problem with it.
Why?
By the way, I'm doing exactly what they did on the fucking interview.
What?
Like, I'm putting my grandma on blast.
Oh, yeah, you are. Is she alive?
She's dead.
Okay, she's fine.
Thank God.
Yeah.
She would fucking be losing her shit right now.
Your grandma had a problem with Leanne?
She was Baptist.
Oh, yeah.
She was like,
usually people, that's the other way around. The Baptist has the problem with. Mm. Yeah.
Catholics are like fucking for real. That's what a snake shaking Baptist. That's what you're going to marry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so my grandmother had a problem with it. And
in Carolina, by the way, sidebar, in the local newspaper, there was a car dealership that said, we do not sell cars to Catholics.
For real?
Yeah. Printed in the paper.
Oh,
like a little shitty car, not like a prominent place, but like a little used car place was like, no Catholics.
Dude, it's so crazy. I watched that and I was like, you're putting your grandma on blast and your brother and your dad. You're really throwing them under the bus. I just did it. My sisters called Leanne a pit viper when they first met her. They didn't like her. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because of the accent and stuff?
And Leanne was just like, Leanne was establishing boundaries.
Oh,
in a crazy family. Leanne was establishing boundaries, just like Meghan Markle. She was like, yo, here's the deal. We're not like, this isn't cool. Me and you are married. We have a family. We're starting a family together.
Yeah.
You got to pick one or the other. She wasn't like as adamant as that, but my sisters were definitely moved to LA, weren't dating anyone, weren't married. They were like, come over every night. We'll grill out every night. And Leanne's like, I didn't marry your sisters.
Right.
I married you.
Yeah.
Like I want to start a life with you.
Yeah.
That's almost identical to what Meghan Markle was like. By the way, you don't understand, I don't understand, but the amount of commitment being a prince and a princess is you don't have a life.
The thing is, you appreciate it more as an adult. You know, when you're a kid, you're a teen, whatever, you're like, oh, prince, that'd be great. But now that you're like a dad and, you know, working guy, you look at what they have to do and you're like, fuck that, man. That's also the amount of scrutiny, everything ever you ever do.
Scrutiny, you can't wear a Nazi costume to a Halloween
That's
party.
That's fucking so fucked up.
I know. Fucking poor kid.
Now, I got to say, I side with your family on the whole thing. Here's the thing. I'm not religious.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're going to go down a Christian route, you know, if you're Catholic, you're on Broadway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you're like evangelical or Baptist, you might as well just fucking jerk off on the street. You're a fucking you're gutter trash. You're not a real Christian. You're like, why are you doing this offshoot psychobabble bullshit? Like, either get on the fucking train and do it the right way, or get the fuck out of here,
dude. My grandmother didn't come to my wedding. Yeah, I love my grandmother. I love my grandmother. I
Because of that?
Yeah, didn't come to my wedding.
Was your wedding in a Catholic church?
In a Baptist church.
Oh, yeah.
I think by the way,
stopped
by the
being
way,
friends with you too.
I got to be honest with you. It's not, this. I watched that interview and I had feelings or I had views about it, all same as everyone else. But one thing I was like, man, I thought about my grandma and my other grandma, and I was like, I would never throw my grandmother the bus. But I got to be honest with you, I had conflicted emotions about it. But I remember at one point, at our wedding, my dad was like, they were like, you got to pick. You can either dance or drink. You can't do both.
What?
Yeah. At our wedding, they wouldn't allow you to do both, dance and drink.
You're so being serious?
I'm being dead serious. You had to pick one. You can either dance.
I know what you picked.
No, you don't.
Dance the night away?
Dance. Yeah. I picked dance. You know why? I was like, dance. And then I'm going to buy a fucking million beers, and I want you to stop me from drinking and dancing.
Oh, okay.
Like, I was like, fucking get the DJ, and then I'm also going to get beers. They can go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
And then, but I remember when they said dance or drink, I remember my dad being like, your grandmother wasn't too far off. And I was like, because everyone was like, this is fucking, my friends were there, like my friends I went to college with, and they were like, we brought weed. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Dance or drink.
Where was the?
Bowden, Georgia.
Wow.
On our marriage license, this is, you know, it's my grandmother wasn't totally off. On our marriage license, first question, name. Second question, occupation. This is in Carrollton, Georgia. I'm certain. I'm not certain it's the same one today, but I'm certain people filled out this exact same marriage license. Third question, are you blood relatives? Swear to you on my children's life. Swear to you on my children's lives. I swear to God. And I do a joke a little bit about it now, but I asked the lady who, by the way, Leigh went to high school with. I said, what do I put for number three? And Leigh looks at it. She goes, well, is ya? I said, I don't think we is. She goes, I'm put down that you ain't. I said, I'm not writing ain't because I think that means we is. Fucking, isn't that crazy?
Yes. Yes. We like my parents are super Catholic. And when we got married in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
So we entertained the idea. I was like, she goes, you know, you want to get married on the beach? Like, how awesome would that be? And I was like, oh, that sounds awesome. I called my parents. I was like, I think we're going to do a beach ceremony. And it was just quiet. I was like, hello? And they're like, what? And I go, get married on the, like, it's in the Bahamas. They look beautiful. And they were just, you could just hear them go like, ah. I was like, what? And they're like, you need to get married in a church, okay?
Oh. I was like,
okay.
That's fucking, dude.
And it was like kind of something until I called them back. I was like, oh, we're going to do the church. Oh, that's great. That's just great. I was like.
But here's the thing about cancel culture that everyone needs to realize is that myself and you are a part of it too. You watch the Meghan Markle interview, you get these feelings, you go,
yeah,
why are you throwing your brother under the, like, I don't care about you throwing your dad under the bus, but your brother, I always liked his brother, and Pippin or Katie, whatever the other lady is,
yeah,
his wife, she's a racist too.
I want to hear, like, by the way, it must be so fun to be
allegedly a racist
London right now. Like the bomb that must have dropped socially.
What's crazy is that, you know, they hate the fucking tabloids.
Yeah.
And the tabloids were like, thank you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We just made a ton of money.
So much.
He made no. And by the way, that was smart that he said, we're making no money off this interview.
Mm-hmm.
We're not making any money. By the way, I can't tell you.
Let's see. Which one are you going to have?
This one.
This is
no, I had mango last time. I have strawberry daiquiri. Who doesn't want strawberry daiquiris?
I had that last time.
I don't know what they're doing. Cheers. I'm sure they're doing stuff about the environment or something.
Yeah.
You know, probably stuff about racism now.
Cheers.
All right. Fucking. Here's the thing though, that is like,
hello, love.
When you watch The Crown, they had really fucked up. They have rules because they uphold the church. They have rules about divorce, about, like, I mean, I bet part of it was,
yeah,
like,
they don't really
believe
that.
Really fucked
all
up.
And she's a divorcee.
Who's her first husband? I want to see that dude. Pull up his Instagram.
Can you pull up Meghan Markle's first husband?
Guy's got to have a fucking gun in his mouth every night when he goes to bed. Boy, did I fuck up big time. Let's see. Trevor Engelson, what's he doing now? Type in Trevor Engelson. We should get him on the podcast.
There he is. That's him.
Oh, he's a good looking dude. He's 44. He looked a little older in my opinion. Wait, slow down. He is a production. He's in, fucking Hollywood.
He's a producer. They were married from 2011.
I forgot she was an actress.
Yeah.
Well, he's a Jewish
manager too.
Wow, I bet that. What do you think? Do you think they would have let Harry marry a Jewish chick? No fucking way.
Probably not.
No, I bet they would have actually had. I bet they would have actually had a problem with him marrying a Jewish chick.
Really?
I bet they would have had a legit fucking problem.
What do you think the conversation was like about what she said? The conversation about how dark. You think they're like, just a quick question about something. Do you think he'll come out rather tan?
So I'm buying presents for the baby, new baby Archie, really excited. Sunscreen, is that something we need to worry about or no? Do you think he'll be burning much, or do you think he'll be more not
super? Have a natural bronze, if you will.
Natural bronze.
You think he'll have a natural bronze?
So I'm watching the Michael Jordan documentary. He seems dark. Quick question, Archie.
Your mother, was she rather dark or kind of a milk chocolatey dark?
So half black. Is that half and half or is it like one eighth and you know.
What's her dad look like? Is her dad the one that ratted her out?
Her dad's white. He's
the mom's black?
Yeah.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
I know. Real weird, right?
I never saw that coming.
Yeah. There's Thomas.
Okay, go to, let's see. Oh, her dad is a,
yeah.
Her mom's fucking a smoke show.
Dad, not so much.
Her dad looks like Gerard Depardieu. Her mom's tiny too, like fucking 5'1". Either that or Meghan Markle's big.
I don't think so.
How tall is Meghan Markle? Look at that.
Yeah.
Did you see the pictures, the memes that were coming up? Oh, that's them looking at the baby.
Yeah.
Wait, go back to the picture of them looking at the baby going.
She's 5'6".
Okay.
Look at this little black bastard.
So Harry, Meghan, we brought in. Oh, is that the? Oh, that's her mom. That's her mom.
Yes,
with her.
It looks like a milk dad, doesn't it?
Someone get my glasses. Get a glasses and some light.
Turn the lights on. It's so dark in here right now.
Fucking poor Harry. Poor Harry. I've always liked Harry. By the way, not getting knighted from him anymore. He's not even in the family, and I have a feeling they would not like our show.
Charcoal briquettes in your lap?
You know Archie's going to be hot as fucking shit.
He's going to be a good looking
He's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah.
You got the two white ones. They suck.
Yeah.
Straight white?
Straight white.
Straight white. Fucking ugly. I got two white chicks.
Yeah.
Good luck getting rid of them. Fucking. But
and I got two little white boys.
Archie's going to be fucking. Why didn't they ever get Harry's teeth fixed? Did you watch that in the interview?
No.
I was like, his teeth are not perfect, and you're the fucking prince.
Yeah.
Line them up, bro.
Speaking of teeth, didn't you have like 19 teeth fucking redone?
Right. Yeah, look at Harry's teeth. It's like they are teeth, yes, but like you can.
All right.
Like, why not get them just a little bit better?
Jesus, Jewel, get your shit fucking fixed, right?
Fucking Harry.
Look at these teeth.
You have great teeth.
And no braces.
Why? Ever? Right?
Ever.
Yeah. You have indigenous teeth.
Indigenous teeth?
Yeah. It's from your mom's side. It's a dominant gene.
Okay.
I've got settler teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, we came to your country and couldn't bite into the sugar cane.
Yeah. Mm.
So what we did was we just set up farms.
Yeah, yeah.
and then created a way to break down the sugar so that we could process it and sell sugar and coffee.
But also you did it in a super fair and cool way to the native people.
Well, it's not me, but it's my family.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah,
isn't that crazy that our relationship, if this was 200 years ago, would not be so much fair?
Yeah.
You as a Peruvian and me as a white guy.
Yeah.
And that's crazy that we're partners now.
Yeah, it's true.
That's progress.
And you're of German descent, so it's real.
Do you ever? I wouldn't. But I don't even, Germans didn't settle anywhere, did they?
I don't know. I don't think so.
German, Irish. I've got no settler in me. I've got subjugation all written all over me. Irish, German. Well, Germans, like, legit took big rolls of the dice.
Yep.
Germany has that vibe.
Big swings.
Germany has that vibe of, fuck you, I'll fight everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I never thought about that. I've been listening so much.
Have you been to Germany?
I love Germany.
Yeah, Germany's the shit.
I fucking love Germany.
I hadn't gone until, 2 years ago? And man, it's actually not even 2 years. I'd never been to Berlin, and holy shit.
Dude.
That's the best, man.
Beer gardens, in my opinion, are the fucking greatest place in the world to be. That energy, that fun, like, hey, oh, okay. Man, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I've been watching. Did you know Hitler wasn't even German?
Austrian.
Yeah.
By birth, yeah.
He wasn't even German.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
But I think he did enough work for them to be like, you're one of us now.
Stalin. Yeah. But yeah, but how crazy is that? Like, imagine going like, I guess that's all our, it's like Barack Obama wasn't born in this country, and then he became president. Right? Isn't that what Donald Trump said?
Yeah. He's been working for 20 months to stop saying it. Yeah.
He's been working for 20 months. 20 months. Yeah. I want to be there the first five. he's like, I just got to get it out of my system. Yeah. I just got to get it out of my system. God damn it.
When Papa John's trying to stop saying it,
oh,
he's like, put on the game. Oh, fuck, man, I keep saying yeah.
I want to know his protocol. I want to know, I would like to know his program, his regiment for stopping to say the N-word. Like what he does on a daily basis. It's got to be some sort of meditation.
I don't want to say no words to begin with and period. How about that?
I'm done.
He's got a little, like a tip jar. I said not. Boop. That starts with N.
I'm going to say no N words at all. Here we go. God damn it.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that must have been a real, real shaky first few weeks.
What percentage of people over the age of 40 do you think have said the N word?
That are?
Just people.
People over 40?
Just people. Over the age of 40, English speaking people. In America, we got to say America because I'm.
Oh, okay.
In America, because that's an American word, I think. What percentage of people over the age of 40?
I don't know if this poll's been done yet. Let's find out.
Type in what percentage of people say they've said the N-word. Because if you stop me on the, like, I remember Greg Fitzsimmons was like, "Have you ever said the N-word?" And I said no, and he goes, "Why are you lying to me?" And I went, "I don't know. I just got scared."
Yeah.
And he goes, of course you've said it. And yeah, so I was like, of course. He goes, there's a difference between using it and saying it.
Yeah.
Like you've said it. Of course people have said it. Using it's very different. Using the N-word is more common than you think.
Okay.
Using the N-word. Using it's very different.
Yeah.
Racism, we've not cured it. It's not a matter of being polite. Well, I'm not going to finish that sentence.
Okay. I don't know if they actually give a percentage in this article. That'd be so strange. You're like, no, we confirmed it.
I went out with a date.
It's 63%.
I went out with a date with a costume person who did wardrobe. And she was new to Los Angeles. She was from the South. And she was doing a Puff Daddy music video. This is back when Britney Spears and Fred Durst were dating. She told me that because I think she ended up dating Fred Durst also.
Hmm.
And we went to a sushi restaurant in Hollywood. And she could not stop saying the N-word. And
there's actually percentages right there. Sorry.
People, no people who call
black people N-word in 2006. White said 46%. And black people said 67%. Have used N-word in past 5 years, according to a 2012 poll. White people, 31% said they have. 64% of black people said they have. I mean, but here's the thing. A poll like that, it's never going to be accurate, It's never. Not, even on either side. Like, no one's going to.
I had a friend. I know I've told you this. I won't say this friend's name because he knows who I'm talking about. But I had a friend who said he's never said the N-word ever, 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 ever. We're all sitting at dinner, and he said, I've never said the N-word. And we're like, what? And I actually believed him. Grew up in California, very liberal parents, lawyer parents, and like, and I actually kind of was like, for real. And he was like, I have never said. I said, you've never sang it in a song? He was like, never. I don't listen to that music. And I went, okay, you've never been saying a sentence and said, and then you said the word, not using it, but said the word. And he was like, never. And I was like, okay, I believe it, you know? And then the next night we were at Pat's. I was with Omar Dorsey, Tone Bell.
Oh, yeah. I remember you told me this story.
And we're all drinking and he said it three times in front of three black dudes. And he had prefaced them saying, we were talking about the N-word, and I said, he said he's never said it. And they were like, never said it? And I was like, I actually believe him, and I defended him. He's like, I've never said it. I've never even said it. And we're drinking. He's like, I've never said, and he said it with an A. Then he said it with an ER. And they're saying, like, you just said it. And he went, no, I've never said it.
I'm giving you examples, bro.
Yeah. The next night, I told the story to the same people we had been with the night before. And I said, guess who said he's never said the N-word? And he said, still have a clean record. And I went, you said it three times last night. And he went, no, I didn't. And I went, you definitely did.
Is this a comedian?
No, it's a regular dude. And he sat there and he went, oh my God, I said it. Oh my God, I said it. Oh my God. Oh my God, I said it to black people. I went, yeah, that's the worst way to say it. Like, just say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the, but yeah, I saying it, I don't know, whatever.
Are you what? Are you? Are you?
Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and bar mates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplished something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
I said that to Trinidad James. I did a podcast with him. Or I did a live with him.
Uh-huh.
And I said...
You did a live with him?
Like, we did a live on Instagram.
You did? Oh, okay.
And I said, you know, I got to be honest with you.
Shout out to Dad.
Yeah. I have a, there's a video, and I'm not singing the word, but some young kid saw me listening to All Gold Everything in my car. My windows are down and I'm driving through Gelson's and Trent All Gold Everything. You can't play it here, but the N word runs aplenty in that song. Mm-hmm. I think that's the hook, is just that word over and over and over again. And this kid videotaped me in my car listening to it. And I thought I got caught. So I was like, I'm listening to the,
yeah.
And I was like, wait, that's crazy. And then I said that to Trinidad James, and I said, you know, how do you feel like when you write a song like that, when you know ultimately it's going to fall into the, it's great music.
Yeah.
And then I get a hold of it and I listen to it and I sing the N-word when I'm with myself. I definitely sing it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to not enjoy your music that you wrote. I love it. And he said, you know, I forget his answer exactly, but he's like, I just hope that you do that responsibly and understand that that's not a green light to just say the word. But if you're in your car, I can't stop you. And I just hope that you realize the, like, you just tried to be like, but the truth is like, I've been listening to hip hop since I was a kid.
Yeah.
When I, you know, I've been singing that word in music.
Yeah.
My whole fucking life.
Sure.
And so it's just crazy when I hear people.
I try to start my day with it, you know, like
you and Papa John.
I wake up. And I call God the N-word, and I tell him, I like, fuck you, God, you fuck. And I just, And then I'm like, ah, I'm ready to start the day. It feels like meditation, you know?
I had a joke earlier on. I was like, people say Jesus was black.
Yeah.
And I go, can you imagine
how
much fun it would be to sit with cold beers outside the gates of heaven and watch racist white people roll up to heaven and see a black Jesus and be like, hey, man, can you go get God for me? Was he like black like Terry Crews? Like ripped.
I don't know. I mean,
I guess I don't have pictures of him.
There he is right there. It's Michael Jordan.
All right. There's all right. God. Name three. Name the black guy you want Jesus to look like. And then name the black guy that if Jesus looks like him, you won't stop laughing when you get to heaven.
I mean, I want him to look like Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If he looks like Donnell Rollins, I'm going to fucking cry. Oh. I'll be like, no, no fucking way. And he's like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I would laugh so hard if he looked like ODB or something like that. And he was like, you committed a lot of sins, bro. Yeah, Morgan Freeman would be a great Jesus.
What's the white guy that if Jesus looked like the white guy?
I think you want it to be like a paternal, like you feel safe, you know, like with whoever.
Wait, that's God. You want God to be like,
yeah,
big white beard. You want God to look like
you're talking about Pops.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges. If God looks like Jeff Bridges,
sure,
I'd be very happy.
Yeah, that'd be a cool
Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Russell mm-hmm. would be cool.
I would take that.
William Hurt.
Sure,
I could. I would like God to look like that. Now, if he was black, I want him to look like. Who's the guy that was in, who's the guy that does the Allstate commercials?
Oh, I know you're talking about.
Are you in touch? Who's the guy that does the Allstate commercials?
There he is.
Yeah, that guy. That guy is fucking soothing.
Yeah, you're right. That's a really good call. That's a really good call.
I would love.
It's funny how your brain works so good
James
for
Earl
some of
Jones.
This shit. Yeah. James Earl Jones is a good.
Be a great guy.
That'd be a great guy.
What if he was Mexican? George Lopez.
Mm-mm. No, I don't want that.
Hey.
No.
Stop crying. You're in heaven.
He's too rascally. You know, he'd be like, you think it's going to hurt in here?
I want to get drunk with George Lopez.
Hmm?
I want to get drunk with George Lopez.
Yeah?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I bet you could work that out.
I bet I could.
Yeah.
I bet I could. Hey, wait. Mexican God. Type in Mexican God.
Okay. Who do we have here? Oh.
Oh. They really believe in God.
We're going pre-JC on these. They did some wild shit, man. Cut people's heads off.
Dude.
Rolled down the stairs.
When you talk about stuff that happened in history.
Like in Uruguay?
Uruguay? Uruguay? Yeah. Uruguay? It sounds like you got water in your mouth.
Uruguay?
Is that how you say it?
That's how you say it.
Okay. Pull up Latin American countries. I will say them the way you're supposed to say them.
Okay.
The way we settled them. And then you can say them the way that Belize. Okay, same. Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Oh, put a little spin on that one.
Yeah,
huh?
You got to put a
curveball.
Little, yeah.
El Salvador.
El Salvador.
Oh, whoa, I'm sorry. It's not even close. El Salvador.
El Salvador.
So you decide to do like a skip jump at the end of it.
Yeah.
El Salvador.
Yeah.
Guatemala.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, like a, and you're going to say that to my face.
Yeah.
Honduras.
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 It sounds like you are on a horse.
Yeah.
Honduras. Honduras. Mexico.
Mexico.
Mex. There's an X in there. Mexico.
Mexico.
Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
Panama.
Panama.
Cuba.
Cuba.
Cuba. That's the badass one.
That one does sound cool.
Cuba. I'm from Cuba. Am I getting in trouble for racism right now?
No.
I'm from Cuba.
Yeah, you got it.
Me llamo Alberto Kreischer. You know.
Soy cubano.
Soy cubano.
You got it.
Yeah, I'm halfway there. I was reading about Haiti.
Mm-hmm. Haiti.
That's how they said it.
Yeah.
Haiti.
Yeah.
Yeah, how did you know that they said it that way?
I don't know. I think just from hearing it before.
Haiti.
Speaking French would be dope.
Dude, the numbers. So there was like a big slave revolution.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like the numbers at one point were.
Dude, imagine Papa John's in Haiti. just being, he's like, I can't.
He's just sweating.
20 months isn't enough to prepare me for this shit.
Oh, God, they're all, shit. Oh, God. I got to take, I'm falling off the wagon, everybody. I'm falling off the wagon. In Haiti, the number of slaves versus white people was at one point, if I'm not mistaken, 80,000 to 100,000 slaves versus 2,000 white people.
You imagine the day when finally everybody was like,
why are they fucking?
Hey, you want to just like cut some people up, man? And they just,
yeah.
I mean, that must have happened, right?
I think it did. Yeah. And then they had a, basically two guys were like kind of fighting over who was going to take over Haiti.
Yeah. And by the way, did the slaves win in like 15 minutes? Were they like, oh, this is so easy. We just killed all of them.
It had to be so quick.
So
I
fast.
Think it was called the, type up the Haiti, Haiti Revolution, Haiti Massacre. I think it was called the Knife Massacre or the Knife something. My reading retention really sucks.
Yeah.
Because what I start doing is writing jokes in the middle of it.
Yeah. Did you read something or did you watch a show about this?
I listened to it.
You listened to it?
Yeah. This guy, fucking Mike Duncan. What is it called?
Self-liberated
the sword,
thing?
The Sword Revolution or something?
No, from that on the right side there. Is that where it?
The French colonization, Santo Domingo.
Well, that's a whole.
I don't know.
Wide ass. Okay.
Anyway. Dude, it was there were three revolution, three I think there was it's crazy to but I get so obsessed with the fact that we witnessed this in our lives. We witnessed an attempted coup.
Mm-hmm.
Like when those guys stormed the Capitol, they were trying to overthrow our country.
Yeah.
And I don't think I saw it for what it was when it happened. The Haiti Massacre,
1804, between 3,000 to 5,000 people were killed. Throughout Haiti, torturing and killing entire families. Holy fuck.
That's one of the things they were like, they would either kill you or torture and kill you. And I was like, would you rather be tortured and killed just so it lasts a little longer, right?
No. You'd want to be? No.
I guess. I mean, if you're going to die anyway, might as well welcome death as opposed to be like, don't do it.
I think you'd want it to be over real quick if you're going to die. No?
I'm going to go with torture then kill.
You'd want to be tortured?
Yeah, obviously. Why wouldn't you want to be tortured first then killed?
Because it would be extremely excruciatingly painful.
Wouldn't you rather be like, just do it, man, get it over with?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
As opposed to no, as opposed to going, wait.
Maybe. Hey, man, just slowly cut me open.
I think I could talk my way out of it. Good torturing.
How would you talk your way out of it?
Charming.
Just being charming.
Just being charming, engaging, making the guys going, I don't know why we're doing this to him at all. He seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I will listen to this, all this about this Haiti thing, and they were talking about torturing people and killing them, and I was like, I can't get past the absolute, because that was like 1700, the absolute injustice. Like, there's a little bit, like that video we watched, of just the idea that guy, like, I follow rules a little, enough to know that I can't walk up behind someone and shoot them in the back of the head. But then there are people that do. They go, oh no, I got new rules. I saw this video on TikTok where this guy was like talking about a girl who this guy just pulled up behind her school bus. She got off and then he just thought, I'm going to go kill her parents and kidnap her. And he killed her parents, kidnapped her, put her under his bed.
Oh, I remember this.
Forgot about her.
Yeah.
And then they asked him why he did it. And he was like, I don't know.
Where am I supposed to put her?
Yeah. And you're like, the absolute lawlessness of that, just and then I look at that, like, they killed Marie Antoinette.
Mm-hmm.
and she didn't, she's like, there's no way out of it. Like, there's, you couldn't get out of it, you couldn't talk your way out of it. That's fucking crazy to me,
dude. I gotta tell you, if somebody wants to torture you and then kill you, they're probably gonna do it. There's probably no charm that'll work.
I don't know. I bet I could talk my way out of it. And then you see me and my torturer hanging on up. Oprah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, he started torturing me. See these fingers? And she's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I talked my way out of it.
And he's like, I feel bad that he doesn't have that hand anymore.
I could definitely talk my way out of it. I'd be like, listen, by the way, am I talking my way into getting tortured? Someone's right now going, I'll torture you. I definitely. Yeah. I look forward to torturing people.
I mean, let's pretend right now your arms and legs are tied, right?
Okay.
They're actually going to be tied, like your arms can be tied above your head, but it'll be uncomfortable to protect, like pretend.
Dude, they hung Mussolini upside down.
Yeah.
And I mean, they, keep going.
Imagine if you hung upside down, right? By your feet. Wait, and your hands are tied behind your back. And I just, not me, a bad guy, comes and just goes like that, just cuts your neck, and it, you just pour out. You just drain out. That's not so much torture, but it is in a way.
I'd grab it. I'd hold it real tight.
Your hands are tied behind your back.
I would throw my hands over my head. I'd hold it real tight.
And you're like, can you please get some medical attention over here?
I wonder if I could. Like, I feel like I have the ability for superhuman strength in those moments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that I could, like, if you put, like, zip ties on me, I feel like I could break them. Like duct tape. Like I remember seeing this thing on CNN. You know, CNN goes, I can't believe I survived or whatever.
Yeah.
You know those shows?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this
survived.
Yeah, I survived. And she was like, this guy tied me up with a cord. And I thought to myself, if I got tied up with a cord, I can't imagine someone would be that prepared to tie me up. You know, like.
You think it would be like kind of a half-assed job?
Yeah, like if you ripped a cord out of the wall, right?
Yeah.
And then.
But what if he, I mean, these guys are, that's their whole life is like, you know, torturing and killing. They might be really good at tying those knots.
I have hatchets on me all the time. Like, I have hatchets. I have like 5 hatchets in my house. And I have
one,
hatchets
in one of the room. I Survived that I watched, I used to watch that series a lot. And there was a lady who was kidnapped, raped, and then kept by this guy. And what she did, she was thinking kind of like you, was like, instead of being like, oh my God, and like freaking out in front of him, she would try to befriend him.
Yeah.
And like when he wanted sex again, which was rape, she would like be like, okay. Like, and then
yeah.
She would ask him like, oh, you know, whatever, like, what are you gonna have for lunch and this and that? And he, after a couple days, would just kind of be more casual around the house. And then one day was like, I'm gonna run out. And she was like, okay. Like, played it real cool. And then when he left, He didn't leave her tied up. He felt like, oh, she understands the role.
Yeah,
and then she called
he's
the cops.
Crazy. And let me tell you something. I've done that with friends. Like,
which part?
Like where this now this is going to sound disconnected reality. But like when I'm friends with someone and then they do me wrong, and I feel like they've done me wrong.
Yeah.
And I feel like, okay, this is now someone I can't trust anymore.
Yeah.
I then have continued the relationship like that woman where you go, oh, no, we're cool.
We're good. Cool. We're good.
We're real good. We're real good.
Yeah.
Until the day I know I can run away, and then I run away and I burn it to the fucking ground. And I go, you are dead to me. You are fucking dead to me.
This sounds like a therapy session.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's caused me problems.
Really?
Because, yeah, it has, because I've been vindictive. I was thinking about this on the treadmill this morning. There's things I regret having done because I take it to a level where I let shit build up so much. And I realize the person doesn't like me, that they're using me or they're taking advantage of me. And I let it build up to a point where I just fucking spill over. And then I protect myself in a fucking unhealthy way. And I'm just thought about that today on the treadmill. And I was like, I should probably stop doing that. Like, moving forward. It's like, I really respect people who can go up to someone and go, hey man, you hurt my feelings. Like, or something, you know what? Like, there were people that would go like, hey, your breast smells. And then I would get offended. I go, why are you telling me my breast smells? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And then my buddy Obi would always be like, no, I'm telling you that so that you can go brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Like, it smells. Like, I want you to meet girls also tonight.
Yeah.
And you should brush your teeth. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that, like, I take things very personal.
I know.
Do you really know?
Yes.
Did you know that my sisters, my daughters and my wife said if there was one thing they could change about me, they would be me not being so sensitive. Isn't that crazy?
No, because I know you well enough where I can see, I've been around you when someone says something, or even I've said something, or I've been like, oh, like I can tell he just took that personally.
Yeah, why do I do that? How come you don't?
I do too, but I'm saying it's, you know, everybody has a different kind of.
Why do I take things so personally? That's so crazy.
I don't know.
Like there was a. I'll dance around this. There was someone who did something. I worked on a show, and there's someone who did something that was a little shady, right? And it didn't really affect me that much. It didn't. But it was shady. I didn't like the way they did it.
Did he look like Nadav?
No, okay. No. And what stinks is I really liked this guy. I really liked this guy. And he did something that, you know, it's like, fine. He was doing some underhanded shit where he was videotaping everything and not telling anyone who was doing it.
That's shady.
It's shady. And it made me fucking, I grossed out by him. And then I got to the point where I hated him. By the way, I was told this.
Yeah.
Within an hour, I hated him. And in the second hour, I was trying to think of ways to ruin him. Because I was like, you don't do that to people. Like, you're a bad person.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I was like, I stood up for you, for everyone.
Yeah.
And I told everyone you were a good person. And then I found out you were videotaping everyone behind our backs.
That's real shady, dude.
Fucking really shady, right?
Yeah.
And then I took it so personal, and Leanne goes, yeah, but he didn't do it to you. I go, it doesn't matter. I now know who that person is.
You know who he is now. I know.
And then once you know who that person is, you can never forget that or forgive it. You just got to go, that's who you are, man. You're gross. And I didn't think you were fucking gross.
Right. And that's I have a version of that where I feel like in the last few months especially that I've met so many new people in my life, right? Like, between all the things I'm doing, like getting hurt, getting rehab, working on different projects, because I have we're working on something. And so you keep introducing new people. And part of me goes like, this is good. You know, how come I don't welcome or engage more new people in my life? It's great being, you know, meeting people that you click with, or you're like, this person's great. Right. And then like these little things will happen where I'll be like, oh, like you'll see something will be like a red flag or something where you're like, oh, I don't really like that. And I mean, you don't get to pick or choose. You have to take that to meet great people who you go, like, this person's awesome. But it does make you think all the time about, like, you know, what other people are capable of and how it can surprise you and disappoint you, like, pretty quickly. I mean, you know, things come, like, I met people in the last few months, I'm telling you, who you're like, man, this is like an awesome person to meet, right? And then things happen like that where you're like, oh, like you just showed me who you are. And I don't know, maybe that's why people at a certain time or place in their life go like, I don't want to like meet more people, you know? Like there's a lot of disappointment.
There's a lot.
Shopping for Mother's Day is usually a challenge because I always wait until the last minute, but Macy's Gift Finder makes it an incredible, fast, and easy way to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. You can shop by price, like if you want to find a gift that's $25 and under, or you can bump your budget filter up to $100 if she really deserves a good gift. You can also filter by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Macy's also offers gift lists, like for moms who have everything. Gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. Some of the top gifts are Beats headphones, the Studio Pro models, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Let me tell you something. This makes shopping so much easier. I get panicked when I shop. I talked about it with Tom. I only shop for myself, so shopping for other people is really difficult, especially for my mom and Leanne, both mothers, but this is making it a no-brainer. So go to Macy's.com/giftfinder to find the perfect gift for this Mother's Day. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder.
I did a video today because, you know, we posted that video of me saying I weigh myself backwards.
Yeah.
That was very funny. You know what's crazy is like I have no problem sharing my eccentricities, like the way my brain thinks. And I know it's not perfect. And I know sometimes it looks really crazy. I told you, I woke up with a piece of pizza in my pocket the other night. Like, I got hammered, I got high, and I put a piece of pizza in my pocket.
And you're like, your pant pocket?
In my pajama pockets. In my pajama pockets. And I woke up with it in my, I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a napkin. And I pulled it out, and I took a bite in the middle of the night, and then I just put it on my pillow, and I went back to sleep. And Leanne, this is, I mean, I am trying to pull back my Instagram stories because I'm like, I am really oversharing. I'm oversharing, like, to a point where I go, I don't want people to think I'm just a fucking psycho. Because, like, I did fucking pass out with a piece of pizza in my pocket.
And then you ate it.
And then I ate it, and I laughed. I laughed, and you laughed.
It's funny.
And then Leanne and I laughed. But then there's those people who go, who it's like the same person that I go, you don't understand, we'd be best friends, but you're so broken, you're just going to attack me for that. So like today, I so many people, who don't know me were like, what kind of fucking idiot weighs in backwards?
Oh, right.
You can't see the scale. And I'm like, okay, you need to stop.
Yeah.
So I explained why I weigh in backwards today on my Instagram stories. And I had to do it twice because Leanne didn't know I was weighing in backwards.
Yeah.
And she goes, and I was, dude, I say, hey, for the, you guys don't, and Leanne's in the bathroom taking a shit. And I go, I go, hey, for those of you that have been wondering why I weigh in backwards. And I stand on the scale. I go, I don't want to know what I weigh today because that'll depress me. But I want to know how fat I was a week from now when I'm skinny. So, and I showed, and Leanne goes, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I went, I wanted to punch her and go, you are one of the bad people. Like, don't you understand? I'm showing you my vulnerability. I'm showing you that my brain's a little fucking different. Fucking what?
What'd you weigh?
I don't know.
Are you down?
I don't know. It's all my Instagram stories.
The weight is?
Yeah.
Pull up your app. You actually do look better. You look leaner than you did a week ago.
My problem is I've gained so much muscle. I'll tell you. I weighed myself a number of times. I had to do it.
Yeah. Get that right number.
No, I don't think it registered because I didn't stand on it for too long. I just stood on it.
What about yesterday?
I don't have it. March 1st.
Okay.
March 1st is 243, so I guess I'm up. I have the actual weight on my thing. Hey, Nadav, can you pull up my stories? See if you can screen grab my weight.
Okay.
But yeah, it's funny, man, is that like...
But here's the other thing. Don't you also go like, fuck, like ignore these?
I don't sometimes.
Yeah?
Sometimes I don't. Okay. Oh, this is a great... I had a great day.
We can hear this, right? Yeah.
You got to hit the...
1:30, wakes up at fucking 7, sleeps 4 hours.
This is why I said I'm like The Rock.
Two movies.
Yeah.
I can easily get up at 6:30 and get on the treadmill. Then go do 2 Bears, 1 Cave.
Me and you.
Work with my trainer. Yeah. That's it. And then if I know that I have a treat of some Teremana tequila at the end of the day...
You mean Tremana?
Dude, is it over?
Did I say it wrong?
Yeah. But I get what you're
saying. Let's get at it. Oh, it rained last night.
Oh, I got so excited when I found out it rained last night.
I love this.
I love rain and thunder, too.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Fucking fantastic day.
Okay.
Oh, rain.
Okay, go to the next one. And then this fucking beautiful beast. God, this is a fucking best dog.
Good morning.
What's the dog's name?
Good morning.
Okay, next one.
How you doing?
And then 6 miles, 3 mile light jog, 3 mile sprint. Interval sprints, top speed of 11, top heart rate of 178.
Yeah, okay.
And it's off to 2 Bears, 1 Cave. You can do anything when you know there's a treat at the end of the day waiting for you. Teremana tequila.
So a lot of people are asking why I weigh in backwards. Here's the answer. My phone and my scale are connected. So I don't want to know how fat I am
screen
today.
Screen grab it.
Bum me out. But next week when I'm skinny, I definitely want to know how fat I was.
Okay. I see what you're doing.
Oh, you got 2 Bears, 1 Cave. You're not going to like this one.
So a lot of people are asking why I weigh in.
Just don't watch that one. Okay. See if you can screen grab. Okay. And see if you can screen grab
it's
and then
hard
zoom
to see.
In. Zoom in. So press Control Alt 4, do a little screen grab, and then pull it in
and
tight.
You stretch it out, yeah. Okay.
And then see that little box? Yeah. Okay. And then zoom it in. Now go to your desktop.
No, he's got it now. He's got it.
The next one was me going, I'm at 2 Bears, 1 Cave. Tom's always late.
Okay.
Zoom it in. Let's see what the big boy weighs today.
Let's go here.
You can do that little, the microscope, the little, there we go. Right? Nope. And there's a.
Oh, yeah, but that's, we're not going to see it.
Let's see if I can do it on my fucking Fazone.
Fazone?
Yeah, I'm trying to be more cool.
Fazone? That sounds like something Papa Jay says. I'm cool again, guys. I'm on my Fizzone.
Let's see.
What's up?
255. What's this look like to you? Can you see that?
No.
I don't know. It's probably 245, 240, something like that. I'm not. I feel like I'm not losing. I've run less now that I'm lifting weights because I'm exhausted at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy cocktails after lifting weights. I think my meatheadedness is really coming out. Like I can't get past that thought we had last time we were talking about when you lift weight. If I do lats,
yeah,
I am all but fucking putting on a fraternity shirt, cutting the sleeves off, and chugging a beer. Like I literally get into this meatheadedness where I'm like, cold beer, cigar.
Yeah. Just, well, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, just pushing Leanne around. I was thinking, so like when we talk about progress, right?
Yeah.
When, like every, right now everyone's going, right now.
Happy Women's Month.
Save. Let's, how much more time are we going to do, Nadav?
About 10 more minutes.
I don't want to waste good topics on this subject.
Okay.
Because I don't want it unless it goes long, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to. Maybe I'll save it for the next episode.
Okay.
But my point is, like, the moments of progress.
Yeah.
When people, like,
let's put some progress moments down. Since you're already touched on it, we can save that.
Okay.
But do you really feel like you're turning into The Rock?
Yeah. You want to know why?
Yes. He has one cheat meal a week.
Oh, I do more than that.
So you're even,
dude.
You're surpassing him.
You should have seen me fucking up food in San Diego with my girls.
Oh, really?
We sent Isla in to get snacks for the hotel room.
Yeah.
She got a Hoosie What's It? Have you ever had a Hoosie What's It?
No. Is this? Did you post?
It's
a thing where you said a Hoosie. Is a Hoosie What's It like a whatchamacallit?
With peanut butter in it. It is so fucking good.
Hoosie What's It?
A Hoosie What's It? She got Pepsis because Isla's on a Pepsi kick.
She is?
Dude, can I tell you, I brought out a Pepsi just to try it because Isla's been drinking Pepsis. It's like, Dad, they're so much better than
what's
Coke.
What's the nutritional data but like for a Hoosie What's It? It's W-H-O-Z-E-E.
It's right there.
Yeah, I know.
Hoosie What's It? I had cheese puffs. I had cold beers. I had pizza like crazy. I kept eating bagels. I haven't had bagels in forever. Dude,
don't hit image, hit like all results.
One of the best things I've ever had is a salt bagel.
And then search
bagel,
instead for
a salt bagel with butter, a salt bagel, just covered in salt. I had so many salt bagels, I had to push back my doctor's appointment. So I was like, I'm not going in this much salt this weekend. And then when they get my blood pressure taken on, that's not fair.
I tell you, I the second time in a month that they went to draw blood on me.
And they couldn't get it out of your arm? Why? Because you're dehydrated?
It was morning. So, you know, you can dehydrate overnight. But I probably didn't drink enough the night before anyway.
Jesus.
And she was like, there's nothing coming out of you. And I go, okay.
And you're like, let me push.
And she goes, I drink a lot of water. And she goes, no, you don't. And I go, no, I do. And she was like, what do you mean? I go, look, I walk around with this half-gallon jug all day. And she goes, do you walk around with it or do you drink out of it? I was like, God damn.
For real?
Super sass, yeah. Yeah. All right, so it's a Hoosie What's It.
How long will it take to burn off 380? Yeah, actually, I do that all the time.
Is that the caloric intake of it?
Yep, 393 calories.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
That's not bad.
Here's the deal.
33 grams of sugar, that's what you want.
The Rock. Oh, bicycling takes longer. You wouldn't think that's probably better in your joints, though.
By the way, it said estimated, values estimated based on a person weighing 140 pounds.
Oh, so it's less for me.
Probably, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, if you weigh 240, it's going to take 15 minutes to burn it off.
Yeah.
By the way, running at a 6 miles per hour for 38 minutes, you're running 4 miles. That's fucking nice.
Yeah,
that's tight. That's tight. Yeah. So I'm watching The Rock this morning. Yeah. I'm on Instagram. And I'm just like, I'm watching him and I'm like, you know.
You would do rock face when you do a story and you're like, guys, here's the thing.
His lips are gorgeous.
He's like, I'm in my anchor right now, and it just depends. Like, you got to find what works for you.
He has beautiful lips. Pull up one of his stories or something. Pull up one of his videos. He has an amazing features. But here's why I am more like The Rock.
This motherfucker only has 222 million followers.
That's it. Look at
there,
him. Look
there
at
he
him.
Is. He's doing it right there. All right, guys.
He goes a little wrestling promo in this one where he's like, I want to just inspire, believe, and treat.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's doing Terramana tequila. That's why I was like, I got to get a Terramana tequila today.
Tremana.
Same.
Yeah.
Look at this. Go to the. It's leg day. Go to the one on the far right. Yeah, leg day. Yeah. It's leg day. This is one of the worst days of the week for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's
He's so fucking inspiring. Turn it up. I want to hear him. Yeah. Look at his fucking legs
behind me, because it allows me to do individual legs at the same time. So alternating legs, we'll do that. Okay. Almost like a ladder routine.
Yeah, do that all the time.
And then we'll get into lunges, walking lunges with chains. I use the two chains over there, which equates to almost 100 pounds.
Easy.
Around my fat old neck, and then we'll move over into...
Look, we even laughed at the same time.
Outside.
Wait, hit pause. Me and Rock laughed at the same time. We're so similar. Here's why we're similar, right? Here's why we're alike. I have to hold myself back from doing videos like this, because I know no one wants to see it out of me. But every time I work out, please, I want to do...
Please start doing these.
I'm going to do these today. I'm going to do this exact video. I wish I had a respect shirt. Because I literally... Tom, every time I work out, I want to do exactly this video. It's so who I am.
It is who you are. It's totally who you are.
And I go and like...
And especially like really talk about it like you're...
Yeah. Today.
All right, guys, here's what we're going to do. And isn't there a second picture in this feed? Like the post work? Yeah.
I'll do that. Done. I'm doing that today.
Look at his legs. Look how vascular. Oh, like getting lean. Like it's.
Oh, I didn't know you're supposed to flex.
He's got, but he's, that's got to be.
That's got to be the end of the. That's end of the workout.
4% body fat. Yeah.
His body is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
I heard he's not that fast. I bet I could beat him in a foot race.
Oh yeah.
I bet I could beat him in a foot race. I bet I could. I bet I could beat The Rock in a foot. Let's think. Okay, ready? 10 things I could beat The Rock in. Okay. Foot race, easy.
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 Okay.
Type in The Rock running. I bet it looks like they're not his original body parts.
Really?
I bet. Type in The Rock running.
Okay.
I could beat him in a mile. I can beat him in any foot race, I think. 100%. Not The Rock running for president. Rock isn't running for president.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's coming up in the Google search.
Yeah, he doesn't put very many running videos in there, does he?
So you got that down.
I could beat The Rock in running. Oh, Rock.
Both men sprinting without cinematic enhancement. Okay, that'll probably be it right there. 20-second video. These two running against each other?
No, it's who's faster and furious.
Yeah, so it's there's Vin Diesel. Oh, yeah, so they did like a little analysis, right? Probably. Like here's, we're going to see someone run here. Is this going to be Vin Diesel running?
Vin Diesel running.
Okay, he's walking.
And now he realizes it's... Uh-oh. Super furious.
I think I got to run. Oh, that was...
Okay, let's just put Vin Diesel in that list of people
terrible.
I can beat in a foot race.
Is there one of The Rock, too?
It's got to be.
Yeah, he's going to run there.
Oh.
This is like old school, though. In like his...
when he had his Joe Rogan hair?
His WWE days. Let's see. It's got to be better than that. That was terrible.
The Rock's running? Too big to run, man.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't think...
Nothing better than Steven Seagal running. You've seen those?
No, but let me finish watching this.
Okay. All right, so
it's amazing he turned into who he turned
into. Hey, we've been practicing this all week. We're real excited to show you guys this made-up show.
Is that The Rock?
No. That's...
You get to The Rock running.
That's okay.
Keep going. It's kind of it's going to be someone coming from a thing. God. Oh, here we go. Here's The Rock running.
He's going to run in. Is that him?
That's actually really quick. That's okay. I'm definitely can't beat The Rock in a foot race. That was him. He just
no. That was somebody else.
No, this is The Rock.
No,
The Rock. Just
The Rock's the one that ran in
with the shirt. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The Rock just ran into. He ran into.
He hauled ass in there, dude.
He hauled ass and got in the ring so fucking quick.
Go to YouTube and type in Steven Seagal running. I'm serious. You've never seen this?
I've never seen Steven Seagal's sprint is running.
Running. Yeah.
Look at this.
There's running compilations of him. Go ahead. Yeah, just mute it. You just got to see this.
The Rock. What the fuck? What the fuck kind of running is that?
That's why it exists. Yeah. A lot of people are wondering what the fuck's going on.
What the fuck? Dude, Dave Williamson running is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Weird form?
He has him and Jesus. Jesus can't run either.
Really?
Jesus runs.
Look at this.
What is he doing with his hands?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, I got to show you Dave Williamson running now. Hold on.
Fucking TikTok.
Let me see if I can find prison.
Prison?
It's like, yeah. Okay. Dude, what about Kellen Winslow?
Good guy. Hey, let's wrap this up, and we'll get into that next time. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. Love you.
I love you.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.